ladies and gentlemen, friends, thank you so much for coming out today on a Saturday. Thank you so much. It means the world to me that you have come out and given your time to help support me become a celebrant. Phones off, please. So, yes, this is a fake wedding ceremony, but it is designed to pull on the heartstrings. So if you feel so inclined, laugh, applaud, yelp, cry, whatever you like. Just don't boo, please. Good afternoon and welcome. My name is Tim Grimsey and I'm a celebrant authorised to perform this marriage ceremony of Tom Benedict Hunt and Fiona Samantha Sampson. Tom and Fiona have travelled many journeys together. Today, they join in their strength, forming a partnership. A travelling party of two, heading off on a great adventure.
So, Tim, how did you feel you went?
Oh, look, I felt I could have done better, but I gave it 110%.
We're going to straight to football analogies for being a wedding celebrant, no, are we?
It was really, really wonderful. It was nice to have a few giggles placed in there when people weren't sure what was coming regarding your story and everything like that.
It's quite a story we've got. It's much more exciting than the real one.
Oh, I doubt that very much. I doubt that very much. But no, it was a really, really nice process to go through. And I think everyone got a little bit out of it, I think. I hope so.
Now, let's be honest, were there any errors in there?
Yes, there were. Yes, there were. The final take was the third take. The first one, I had a song for the processional, which was just slightly too long. And so there was just that slight awkward waiting in front of the room of people while the song kind of blended out. Unfortunately, the final line of that song is an integral part of the ceremony, so we needed to hear it. So we did that again, and then I didn't have the rings with me, so we did it again. But, you know, that's why we practice, and that's why we do this training. It's so that we can actually get those ironing issues out of the way before we're doing it for real life.
I mean, I also think that if anything is going to go horribly wrong, it's going to go horribly wrong at a wedding. You've got to be ready to just deal with whatever turns up, don't you?
You do indeed. In fact, I was really glad that my dear friends brought their children along to this wedding ceremony. I was really hoping that one of them would throw a tantrum so then I could show on tape for the assessors just how to deal with waiting for a child to settle down and whether you need to take action, because that's something that you need to be aware of as a celebrant. But the little darlings were perfect.
All he threw was a paper cup and that didn't really bother anyone. What do you do then if a kid goes off their nana and decides to run around screaming?
You wait. You make it clear that you're waiting for the child, and then you hope that things actually die down. You don't actually walk the child out.
Walk the offender out.
Walk the offender out. But you wait and you look after the couple, and you make sure that the couple feels comfortable. You've got all the time in the world. You've booked the venue for pretty much all afternoon anyway, so you've got that time just to make sure that the ceremony, when it's happening, we're really in the moment. In my own wedding ceremony, I believe that there was some pirates running around in the background at some point and a siren of some ambulance. And we just waited. We waited it out. It was good.
Will you give your blessing and celebrate this marriage in good and joyful times and stand beside Fiona and Tom in not so good times?
We will.
What happens next? You videotape this, and who does this go to?
It goes to the people doing the course that I with, which is the Celebrants Training College. There's many, many colleges that you can do one through, but they're my favourite. yeah. But you send that off to them, and they view it, and they judge it on the choreography, on the content, on all the legal aspects. If you don't have those 3 points of legal aspects in there, instant fail.
It's like not stopping at a stop sign, isn't it, in your driving test?
Absolutely, absolutely. You're going to have to go and redo it. But yes, we set it off, and hopefully I get a good mark out of it.
And then how do you start spruiking yourself as a celebrant?
Well, as soon as you complete the Cert 4, which is the qualification, you actually then need to apply through the Attorney General's Department to be an authorised celebrant. So as part of the course, you need to answer all sorts of questions. They're basically to prepare you for the application process, because you're given all sorts of case scenarios where you've got some, well, it's a different for everyone, but it can be an arranged marriage and you need to work out the ethics of it, or it can be two different religions melding. What do you do? I'm looking forward to that process, which I'll embark on in 2017.
How are you going to then sell yourself as a celebrant?
Personally, I think I'll take things a little bit slowly. It's something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and I had some time, but it's something that I want to do as part of my going into retirement. And I haven't quite hit 40 yet, but I hope to do a few things here and there. But of course, I'll be setting up my own website and everything like that. So that's what's coming next. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honour to bring this ceremony to its close by introducing, for the first time, Tom and Fiona, partners in life, our newlyweds.
You are to give me wedding rings.